Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome from a slightly sniffly phase to Gatecast episode 93.
Hello, everybody. This is Rite of Passage, and like I say, bear with Alan. He's valiantly dragged himself to the microphone so we can record this week.
Yes, phase one sleep and food and the third item from that particularly popular list. But let's not go into detail.
No, detail bad. Or embarrassing, whichever.
Not for me.
No, very little embarrasses you, does it?
I am capable of being embarrassed. I do have some shame. It's not much, but it's there.
Yeah, give you enough to drink, you'll eventually get to that point.
I was told, I got some audio feedback that apparently I was drinking during our early recordings.
Were you?
So I am informed.
Oh, right.
I don't remember it. You clearly don't remember it either. But we both discussed it.
Well, it was quite a long time ago.
About 2 years.
Well, that's it. I mean, whenever I listen to the early episodes, I've got this urge to re-record them so they sound a bit better.
The reason the sound has improved is I shifted machines.
Yeah.
Sound card on this thing's a lot better. I don't think we're up to a full sort of Caratech professional studio microphone level.
No, not quite. But it's amazing the difference it does make just getting a slightly better microphone.
Hmm.
Hi folks, this is Mike, and along with Alan, we've been considering what we should do to celebrate our 100th episode, which unfortunately doesn't sync with Wormhole Extreme. A spoof Gatecast could have been very interesting. So, maybe it's not original, but we'll do something pretty simple, which can benefit the podcast and its listeners, and the current and future contributors, be it via feedback or actually coming onto the show itself. So, all we are asking is that you send us some feedback via email, gatecastpodcasts@gmail.com, with 100th episode in the title, so we know it's specific for this competition. The theme of the feedback is simply your favourite episode of SG-1, Atlantis, or SGU, and maybe a line or two why the episode is your favourite. And yes, we will accept "because it is" as an answer. The 100th episode will be Proving Ground, which is scheduled for recording in about a month or so that's plenty of time, and the winner will be a random drawing during the recording session. Prize is an Amazon gift certificate of around £30 UK, or the equivalent in your local Amazon store. That would be around $50 for the US store. The competition info will only be presented during the actual episodes, no mention on the website or Facebook or even Twitter. This is to make sure that only people that listen to us natter on about Stargate get a chance to win the prize. So just email the entry and good luck.
I am feeling somewhat better. Oddly enough, going back to work seems to improve my health.
Hmm.
So I figure perhaps the germs left me to go infect my colleagues.
Yeah, spread it around.
My brother's throwing a barbecue because his eldest is 4 on Monday.
Aye. Will a 4-year-old appreciate a barbecue?
I seriously doubt the 4-year-old will even remember that I was there. But anyway, I've told you before. Actually, I did have a question for me. Apparently not the last episode, but the previous one. I mentioned something about her, and then I said, discuss with you off air. And then she asked me last night, well, what did you discuss? I said, I can't bloody remember.
No, me neither.
Fair enough. I've read the teaser. That looks like quite a long teaser from the amount of dialogue.
We'll see.
So you know the way I operate. You suggested this time, and I didn't actually come back to you saying I couldn't do it, so I presume you thought I would be able.
Well, I was going to come online, and if you're there, you were there. If not, you weren't.
Fair enough.
I was ready to go. I made sure Skype and Pamela were working, although there's always one application that you can't remember the sodding password or registration code for, and you're hunting around for it, and I thought it must be an email somewhere. Mm. But no, I couldn't find the email either. So then I'm trying to remember, what email address did I register the Pamela with? So I went through, I forgot my password. Just give us your email and we'll send you a new one. So I went through every one I used until I got the right one, which is not exactly security conscious on the behalf of the company.
Well, shouldn't I say this email address does not match anything we have on record?
Oh, yeah, it did until I got to the correct one.
How many emails are you running at present?
I've got 8. I use specific things. You know, a public one, that's for anything. One for Twitter and Facebook. Another one I use only for when I'm ordering stuff online.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's assuming I ordered Pamela when I was with O2 and not with Sky.
Yes.
Oh, Stargate Atlantis. $114.99. Ooh.
Blu-ray?
That's not bad, actually, for 5-season Blu-ray. That's not bad at all.
No. I wrote it on Amazon.com, pyramids and small gods, and sent them to her.
I'm going to get hooked on Discworld now.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
Well, I can't take her to conventions if she's not a Discworldie.
True. There is that.
Although I refer to us as Peters.
As what?
Terry has called us people of infinite taste and sensibility.
Ah, right.
Hence Peters. Plus, there is a certain love of curry amongst Discworld people, so...
Well, you got to like, ain't it? As hot as marbles in the eyes or something, was it? I hadn't read Mort for years.
I'm starting to think Mort might actually have been my first Discworld book.
What, you can't remember which was your first?
I remember a second or third was... It was either Mort or Eric, and I'm fairly certain it was Mort.
Yeah. Well, I was a bit later onto the scene with God's Gods.
You said to me before, you've not read any of the Tiffany Aching stuff.
I've read them, yeah.
Oh.
I like them. I like them, that series.
Well, it's done now.
I like that new cover they're bringing out. You know, the black one.
I prefer... Which one's dead? Is it Paul or Josh?
Paul, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I know, otherwise you wouldn't ask the question.
I prefer the Paul covers. You know, they're sort of riots of colour and action.
I don't like the black one enough to buy the book again, but I think it looks smart. A lot better than the original American ones, anyway.
Okay. That's transcript, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, so let's just open yet another tab. In fact, I'm going to open another browser window because GoDaddy tends to spawn about 15 sub-tabs. Interesting. Okay. 6/16, 6/17, 6. 18th. Was that a Saturday?
You're asking me. Yes, it was.
Yeah, because I'm looking at... What the hell episode did we release on the 18th?
Now that, you've got me.
When did the wrap-up? Where did the wrap-up?
The 18th, so that was 2 episodes ago then, wasn't it? So it must have been the wrap-up.
Yeah, because I'm looking at bandwidth usage. Suddenly 18 kicks in and it's up at 5 gig. Huge bloody spike. Okay, that was it. I just updated to PHP 5.2. Might take a little while to actually activate, but...
Yeah.
You see, ask and you shall receive. Even though, as you can clearly say, I'm rummaging around randomly in a... They do a complete redesign about 3 months ago and nothing is... It's more of a severe change than Office 2003 to 97 to Office 2007.
Yeah.
God, I hated that.
Oh, joy. WordPress is an update as well. Yeah. Oh, look. We've broke through 1,000 spam comments as well.
Oh.
Resort. It's interesting. I mean, sometimes we've got a lot more people downloading the file off the website than actually in the feed.
Uh-huh.
It's quite surprising now when people actually listen that way. But I suppose maybe they're at work and they're just rummaging around for something to listen to. And
then I got about 7 minutes of Primeval in before he came back.
7 minutes?
Give or take.
I haven't watched any of this series on Watch yet. I really should watch it.
You think it's on Watch again?
Watch it on Watch. By the time I get around to it, ITV will be repeating it.
ITV haven't shown it at all.
Watch have got the premiere.
Yeah.
Because it's a co-production, isn't it?
Put it to you this way. In this series, and to a lesser extent, Series 4, Lester is actually a sympathetic character.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at Season 1 Lester, I'm thinking he's a complete and utter bollocks. Because Adriana's like, I don't like Lester.
Why? You're not supposed to at the start.
Well, I suppose you see Season 5, you have Alexander Siddig clearly having great fun chewing scenery.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a beard. It's not a goatee beard, but it's still a beard. Science fiction show, beard equals evil.
Yeah, it does indeed.
It reminds me, I must try and finish off Survivors. Right. Let me just lower the line a bit. Down to green and out of the orange.
Yeah. I'm just crossing my fingers that everything plays all right.
Oh, of course, new machine.
Although, it's nice to have a machine that's not chugging along.
Yeah, it's probably about time I rolled this to a different version of Linux. Or at least I rolled one of them to a different version of Linux. You know, I got 3. The idea is, in theory, it was so that I could test different versions at once and see which one I preferred.
In theory.
But I quite like this one. I don't fancy changing it.
Well, that's it. Why change for change's sake?
Well, I like GNOME. My friend prefers KDE.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-Fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Shall we kick off then? Because I've not eaten yet.
Well, I would say me neither, but I've had a banana and a yogurt. I've splashed that. Yeah, strawberry yogurt.
Did you dip the banana in the strawberry yogurt?
Yes, I do dip my banana in the strawberry yogurt.
What is this? Not surprising.
Okay, we're set to go.
Right. Lion is duly paused with head cocked.
Yep, same here.
If we're three, if we're doe, if we're hane, go. Today's Irish Countdown brought to you by Shocked and Galga.
Happy birthday, Cassandra.
Sandra?
Yes. And we have Sam Cleavage. Yay.
She was here, was she not?
Yeah, for almost the entire time she was opening her presents.
Cassie!
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, teenage.
Yes.
I thought you were wearing the top that Sam bought you.
Cassie's looking sort of more grown up.
Oh, well, that's like for school. Hey, make a wish.
Yeah.
Dominic's waiting.
Fine. Invite him in. I'm sure he'd love to have a piece of birthday cake that Sam went to all the trouble to bake.
Bye.
Bring.
I'd love to meet him.
Yes, I think the birthday celebration looks like more for a 5-year-old than a 13-year-old.
We're meeting a bunch of people.
Do you mean to be 13 or 14?
You know, considering that you have not been feeling well, I think you're just lucky I'm letting you go out at all.
Is she 14, is she?
I think so.
Either way, she sounds and looks like a pure American teenager now. She's acclimatized very well to Earth.
Fine.
Yes, and she's not even a Canadian teenager.
True. Sam's thinking, thank God I ain't got any kids.
You know, I could just...
She is going to have a piece of birthday cake. You stay right where you are.
Oh, dear.
Whatever. What's she going to do with the brush?
Yes, please.
Just lean a bit more forward there, Sam.
They're not letting me leave yet, so... I mean, if you want to go and meet up with everybody, then...
Wait a second.
She has a fella as well.
Happy birthday.
Dominic, played by Richard DeClercq, who was one of the little grey people in that episode, which nobody really liked very much.
Yes, he does sort of... there is a certain resemblance to Xander there.
There is, isn't there? Yeah.
For the six people on the planet that haven't actually seen Buffy, he was in that.
It's just like once from class.
Yeah, well, you said it was pretty, so... This one's for decoration, though. I thought you could, you know, put it in your room.
Nicholas Brendan, isn't it?
Currently starring in Arrested Development, isn't it?
I don't think he was in that.
He's in Summit, that's on at present.
I must find out then.
Put it in show notes.
A little CGI effect added, because no way the prism did that by itself.
Yeah.
Young love.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Oh, oh dear.
Try and catch her. I mean, for God's sake, what kind of boyfriend is he?
I was like, don't worry, son, that isn't normal. Either that or, damn, I'm a good kisser.
She's running a temperature. What was she doing when she just fell?
Don't tell her.
I kissed her.
You kissed her?
It's her birth.
You kissed her. Bit of an accusation there from Sam.
Yeah.
I want to get her to the infirmary. Get the car keys. Cass? Baby? Cassie?
That is a long teaser. We're on for 3 1/4 minutes there. Well, 3:10.
Credits.
Yes, indeed. He said grabbing the box. Directed by the person who's not Martin Wood.
No, Mr. DeLuise.
And written by a name we have seen a fair bit before, Heather E. Ash.
Yeah, seems to write... the more, well...
Female-oriented episode?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I didn't want to appear too sexist, really.
That's not sexist, that's...
There has been accusations that the franchise relies too much on male writers.
Uh-huh.
So when a female writer does a lot of relationship-y episodes...
Shitty. And this episode was broadcast in?
August 3rd, 2001. Shares its name with episodes from Highlander and Criminal Minds, even Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Yeah, frightening thought that is. Right then, we're back.
New stock footage, I think. You know, he should have tweaked something when Dr. Fraser was like, oh, I want to get to infirmary, not to a hospital. I mean, wouldn't he be thinking, whose colour is that?
Cassandra.
Yes.
How's she doing?
Her fever still hasn't come down.
Sam? I need to get a sample of your blood. Cassandra's blood work shows the presence of a retrovirus.
Colleen Renison.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think I was going to mangle that sort of name.
We last saw her in Bane as the young girl that Tilk befriended.
So this is not the actress that played the Cassandra that popped up two seasons ago?
No, it isn't, no.
Cassandra's body is somehow generating a low-level electromagnetic field that's periodically spiking. That could be why the light exploded on the porch.
And why I can't do an MRI to find out what other effects this retrovirus is having.
I'm here. I couldn't finish the harvest.
She's all less preppy in this episode.
That's okay.
I have to go into the forest. It's okay, Cassie.
Colleen has been in Poltergeist Legacy, Da Vinci Seduor. Canadian productions, of course.
Gasp.
Yes.
What?
She wants to go into the forest.
If you go down in the woods today.
Do I need to put the base under quarantine?
I don't think it's contagious, sir. Major Carter and I show no evidence of the retrovirus in our blood.
Then where did Cassandra contract it?
I'm guessing her home planet.
Cassandra's not been to that planet in several years.
Jack's not happy about that. I think Jack's background on occasional jokes in this one.
Thank you, Tilk.
When it does emerge, it starts to rewrite the individual's DNA in order to replicate.
Well, I think last time the base Elias did that, there was an AI in the system, wasn't there?
Yes.
So there's obviously no vaccine.
I've been giving her antiviral medications, but her most recent tests show that the virus is now spreading into her cerebral spinal fluid.
Ooh, dear.
They do have some fancy diseases.
Yes.
I just finished going through SG7's reports from PDX 987.
Morning.
Morning.
Peter!
That was Peter?
That was Peter, his cameo.
That were all 2 seconds.
Small cameo.
The villagers called it the mine fire. Found some digital video footage.
Grasping at straws.
Yes. That's his foot. Why are we showing his foot?
Perhaps because interprofessional cameraman doing the footage.
But it is footage. Ooh. Oh, it is there points for that one.
Peter pointed out that they actually made sure they used a female for the SG personnel, just to prove the point that there's more than one female in the SGC.
SG7 offered medicine, but the village elders believed that these children were touched by the gods and that interfering would tempt retribution.
What happened to them?
They were sent alone into the forest near the village, and after several days they came back, cured.
Oh.
Very suspicious, that is, isn't it? Before the people weren't dead, they could actually go and find out. But
Cassandra talked about going into the forest.
She was delirious.
Well, it's worth checking out, sir.
When we were last on PADX 987, the atmosphere had been contaminated by the Goa'uld-Nirti.
Well, that was 4 years ago.
Thank you, Tilk, once again.
Yes. Tilk providing relevant strategic information in time.
He's basically only repeating what they know, though. It kind of don't count.
It's worth a try.
Handy for people who haven't seen the series from the get-go.
Yes. Sideways wormhole, frontways wormhole. And that's a nice...
shot, that is, isn't it? Yeah.
With moving clouds and everything.
And nice to see it's pretty much the same style of footage of the path leading off of the fields either side. They actually took the time to use the same location. Something that you look for if the gate's in the same place.
I'm going to sec myself on this ringing. Just Facebook telling me I have a bloody message. Silly Facebook.
It's a handprint.
Well, yes, Jack.
Jack. Well done. That's a Teok level of operation.
A fire burned here.
A fire burnt here, looking at the remains of a campfire. This is stating the bleeding obvious episode.
Yes, clearly.
Which is just pretty much as good as Peter DeLuise's The Light Will Blow Up show.
If you press it, it will burn.
Hello?
Daniel's thinking, did I do that with my mind?
Oh, rings.
So it's a sophisticated little trap.
Uh-huh.
Ah, this is more like it.
Ah, good old technology.
with mood lighting. No braziers in this lab. Just glowy hemispheres.
Yes, glowy orange things.
Carter? Daniel?
I believe we were in a Goa'uld laboratory.
Yeah, for God's sake. I mean, seriously. Why did we bring him along?
It's okay, it's just, it's us.
So where are we?
I believe we're in the laboratory of Nirti.
He did it again.
You saw what happened to us. You saw Tespir. You didn't hear from us. And you decided to follow us. You know, well strategically thought out, Carter.
This is where the children ended up.
You're right about that.
She didn't finish her sentence.
Well, this place is what the initiation rite was all about.
No, they didn't go to the expense of animating it this time.
Yes, the old fake. I'm assuming there's nothing actually on that tablet.
They're drawn to the handprint on the tree, then to the warm fire. And the rings sweep them to this lab.
And then they come back cured.
Nerdy cured them?
Yeah, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Indeed.
It's obviously doing something because Daniel's reading it, but let's not show it.
She killed everyone on this planet except Cassie. Why would she cure a bunch of kids?
Well, if I'm reading this right, it's part of some sort of experiment she was conducting.
Now see, that sounds like a ghoul.
The last we saw of Nirti, she was a prisoner of the System Lords.
Which means she's in no position to help us, even if she would.
Assuming that the actress playing Cassie is under 16, she's very limited in how many hours a day she's legally allowed to work.
I did that.
It's fortunate that most of the time she had just spent in bed.
Yes, we all used to lie there and do nothing. I'm a teenager, I can do that. These days, could you honestly get a girl that age to lie in a bed, not using her phone for 2 or 3 hours of filming?
Yeah, a bit tricky, that.
Let's take it with us.
Great idea, Jack. Now, that was nice. It actually raised from the plinth pretty smoothly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You said they had managed that.
Obviously, advanced gold technology.
Yes, correct. Plinth raising. What do you think of the impression? She's going to be gone. Yep, she's gone.
Cassandra, what are you doing?
I have to go.
Honey, you're not well enough to go anywhere.
I have to go into the forest.
Look, I need you to get back into bed, okay?
You're not my mother.
No nurses on duty. Well, she didn't get far, though, did she? Didn't Janet notice?
And
all right, listen to me. If nothing else, I am your doctor, Cassandra. Now let's go.
So what?
I care about what happens to you. Honey, don't you know what you mean to me?
Don't you get it? It doesn't matter.
It's the only thing that matters. Please, let me try and help you.
You can't. If you want to help me, then let me go.
Okay.
A meal ticket. A green card.
Let's get you back into bed and then we'll talk. Okay? SG-1 will be back soon.
No!
There really should have been a guard on her. At this stage, they don't believe she's a threat, but if somebody's in the infirmary...
I think they may be willing to change that opinion shortly.
Yes.
I can't do that!
You're killing me!
Yeah. Oof. Somebody shoot her. That's it. Go on.
Why don't you just zap her?
Easier, won't it?
She's gone from screaming and threatening to sort of childish and crying.
Yes, that's actually a pretty good effect.
Yeah.
Very simple, but very effective.
Colonel O'Neill wanted me to report back, sir. Daniel and Tilk wanted more time to search the lab.
Let's hope they find something.
What has she got in her hand there?
A gun?
Why is she holding it weirdly?
Because that's how you hold a P90.
Pointed down?
Yeah.
With your hand over the barrel?
Well, the harness straps comes across like that. It's not like a traditional shoulder strap of a normal rifle. Watch him, Jack holds is the same.
We had to move her in here.
That's a very interesting shot of Sam's breasts.
You're not supposed to be looking. Eyes up.
Why? She can't tell.
Peter was kicking himself, thinking he probably should have focused on the glass so you could actually make out the faces reflected.
Mm-hmm. And whatnot. Yeah, the problem is if you did that, you might also see the camera or the sound boom.
What are we going to tell her?
Oh, she's ticked. She's back to sulky. Bitchy cast.
That's the attitude I don't like watching.
Hey, how are you feeling? Any better?
Why are you keeping me in here?
We have to. Your body is generating something called an EM field. See? You can even see the effect it's having on the monitors here, so this room is shielded from the rest of the base.
Monitor graphics had to do special for this episode to add interference being caused by Cassandra's mind.
I see.
That's not true.
You don't know that.
You don't know anything. You're just keeping me here because you're afraid.
We found the place where the initiation rite was supposed to happen.
Then let me go there.
We think the place in the forest that you've been feeling drawn to led to a Gould laboratory. One that belonged to Nirti.
She killed everyone in my village.
She's trying to be rational, huh?
Yeah.
On the whole planet, virtually.
We think she was using your initiation ritual to conduct experiments on the children of your planet.
Why? We don't know.
It's possible that the retrovirus you're carrying was part of her experiment.
Yeah. Nirti, not a very nice person.
All we know so far is that this retrovirus is changing the way your cells generate electrical fields. So your body is generating heat, and your EEG is showing that your brain activity is increasing.
You don't know why, do you?
Yes, and as in the commentary they said they took away a lip balm. That's why her lips are zombified.
So they took away a teenager's lip balm to make their lips look dry and chapped?
Yeah.
But left the perfect mascara on?
A little more heavy, just to give the look of tiredness and exhaustion.
But not quite panda eyes.
No. My body's producing all this energy, which to me bled out. Yes, that looks... Well, it looks dangerous, whatever it is.
What's this for? What do you think it is for?
It's pointy and stuff.
That's basically Tilk saying, I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Evolution.
What?
Of the Hoktar. Tilk, what's Hoktar?
I have not heard that word in many years.
Well, what does it mean then? Tell us.
The children that underwent the initiation, right? So it obviously has something to do with the children.
Oh, dear.
See, this time, Jack doesn't aim his weapon at the rinks.
Hello?
Of course, Tilk, not actually explaining what the word means, leaves it open for him to discover later.
And why did Tilk not explain what the word meant?
Nice little visual effect, just...
Of somebody invisible?
Filters. Well, yeah, the point of view from the invisible person behind a cloak. Chess, or is it drafts?
Jokes.
Wow, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, kiddo. Saturday.
So,
every other Saturday, at least while I'm on Earth, we play chess. And since I'm on Earth and it's Saturday...
You think all these years she's been humouring Sam? She really didn't like chess, but let's face it, Sam did save her life.
And wanted to die with her.
Yeah, how exactly do you pay back something like that?
And there's nothing you can do to stop it.
You know how me and your mom feel when someone issues a challenge like that.
Dr. Fraser isn't my real mother. She died when Nirti poisoned my village.
That's nasty.
I know that. Janet knows that too, and please, don't call her Dr. Fraser.
Why?
Because she loves you, and she deserves better. We all love you, for that matter.
That doesn't change anything.
Not the nastiest comment I've heard. One I actually used myself once. As a child, about 10 or 11, I said to my mother, "You only had children so you'd have little slaves to do your bidding." Kids think like that.
Unfortunately, some of the welfare state that actually pays money for people to foster, you wonder if that is the case.
How did you do that?
Probably a fairly simple effect using some small black thread.
You are correct.
I thought I wanted a knight and it flew into my hand.
Horsey to K7.
Jack calls them horses.
Yeah, well, that's Colonel O'Neill for you.
He always pretends he's not as smart as he really is.
You know, if you take a close look, they really are horses.
Of course Jack calls them horses. What else would O'Neill call them?
What do you see when you look at me now?
And she's right about that as well.
I see you.
Yeah. This is quite a suite of character.
And until your head starts spinning around, and probably even then, I will still see you.
This scene actually was written for O'Neill and Cassandra, mm-hmm. but was swapped out, obviously, because they thought, you know, the relationship aspect suited Sam a hell of a lot better.
Yes, and can you seriously imagine Jack meeting Cassandra to play chess every other Saturday?
Actually, I could. Jack always seems to get a bond with whichever youngster they bring back.
How can she do that?
Magnets. Magnets. Every one of those pieces got a little tiny magnet in the bottom of it.
Jack's got to think about magnets.
Yes.
He's finally found a reason. It actually explains it. Yes. Agree with him, General.
That's how she was able to manipulate them. Magnets.
It's not as simple as it initially appears.
They do look like horses.
It makes a lot of sense. Look at Daniel.
When Jack initially said magnets, they were kind of thinking he's thick. And he's actually come up with a logical explanation.
Actually, Teal'c filled me in on something that might explain that. Hawk-tar is actually a hybrid of two Gould words. Hawk, which means advanced, and tar, which I believe is a sort of slang for...
human.
So essentially it's advanced human, Hawk-tari.
Well, he says magnets so many times, eventually he has to be right. And in essence, you know, magnetic fields, energy interacting with energy, he's pretty close.
Becoming some form of advanced human.
And the retrovirus is the catalyst.
Such an advanced human will represent a powerful host for the Goa'uld.
Which explains why Nirti was performing the experiments.
And it also explains why she exterminated the entire population when we came on the scene. She didn't want her experiment exposed.
Prior to our arrival on P8X987, and for as long as SG7 was there, none of the villagers exhibited advanced intelligence or the ability to manipulate EM fields.
Oh, there we go. They needed something to discuss while around the briefing room table.
Yes, because it's a standing set and we need to use it, damn it. Gotta use our standing sets.
According to all the reports, the children went into the forest sick and they came out well again. If this was some sort of transformation or evolutionary process, somewhere along the line it was stopped.
By Nirti.
Why would she do that?
The retrovirus rewrites DNA. If the carrier died before they were able to pass on the altered genes to the next generation, evolution couldn't take place.
So the experiment was long-term.
With each generation getting closer to truly becoming Hawk-tar.
Yeah. In the commentary, Peter says, they use it so many times, this is where they tell you what's going to happen, what is happening, and what has happened.
She thinks so.
Whatever she believes, her fever is still rising. Admittedly more slowly, and she seems to be able to handle it better, but I can't control it.
I wonder if they've ever thought of actually giving names to these planets that they visit. You almost imagine that they write the actual designation on the planet on the palm of their hand when they go into a meeting, make sure they remember it. It's a bit suspect, isn't it? Teenagers going into the forest and coming back.
A bit suspect doesn't begin to describe their general behaviour.
Sandra, what are you doing?
It helps to do this.
Indeed.
How?
It's almost like the heat is leaving my body and going into the chest piece.
She's quite well advanced considering she's got telekinesis.
Yes.
And can affect electronics.
Well, according to Jack, telemagnesis. Tall magnets. Tall, tall magnets.
Just call her Magneto and be done with it.
No, it's not.
I don't think she's quite at that level.
We may still learn something from the biosamples that SG-1 brought back. There might be something there that will help your body produce some antibodies.
I want this to happen, Janet.
She can't fly for a start.
It's going to happen anyway.
You're ill.
You know that it's more than that now. I can feel a power inside me. It's only the beginning.
There we go.
I assume that's a CG effect.
Yes, because they couldn't quite get it to work with the little black piece of string.
You think it's going to kill me?
I am worried about that possibility, yes.
It's a small effect, but it works so well.
Quite hypnotic, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fact that it's rotating as well as spinning.
Well, that's it. The little piece of string, it would just basically spun round in once.
I don't care whether it is or not.
They warned you, Janet. Yes. She'll be a terror when she grows up. No, you will have her. Psh, ouch.
Oh, dear.
This wasn't the talk Janet envisioned having with her.
Sweetheart. Sometimes, when a person is sick, it's important for them to fight. I want you to fight this, okay?
She says, lower shape one.
That's good restraint there from Janet.
Hmm.
You would think that they'd either ice chips so she could wet her lips or some sort of lotion. I know it looks effective, but it's not exactly caring for the patient, is it?
And off we go again.
Yes. Freaky. Walking out slowly backwards. Oh, no, forwards.
Sidewards, then forwards.
Putting it this way, she's able to watch telly without needing a remote control.
That can't be right. The EM field must be interfering.
No, she'll be able to control that now. I ran the test 3 times. The results were consistent and it corresponds with the EEG.
Cool.
That's a 25% higher level of activity than normal.
How can her body sustain that?
Well, she's found a way to channel the heat from her body. Don't ask me how, but I don't know how long she's going to be able to keep it up. What I'd like her to do is sleep. She's been awake for 30 hours straight.
I was about to go and see her.
Thank you.
Well, because she ain't human.
Well, she's human plus. She's Cassie 2.0.
Yeah.
Luckily, this is the Linux 2.0 and not the Microsoft version.
No, don't switch the computers off when you're done with them. Just leave it running. It's always spooky, that is, when a keyboard starts moving by itself.
Yes, is this invisible personage, or is this Cassie's mind playing with the keyboard? So that was especially great in effect with the interference.
Hey. I hear you don't want to sleep. You want some company?
You wouldn't leave.
Well, it's surprising they've never actually talked about this before.
Well, maybe when Carter figured she wouldn't remember.
Planted the bomb inside me, you wouldn't leave. Even though your orders were to leave me there alone, you stayed with me. Yeah. Why? I don't know, just an instinct? That I was going to be okay? Yeah, I think so. But you didn't know for sure?
No.
It's almost as if the imperative to go to the forest is, like, say, part of the genetic enhancements of previous generations.
That's how I feel about what's happening to me now. Do you understand? Yeah, I think I do.
Yes, must go to forest.
Yeah, it's not cultural or social. It's actually a drive, like lemmings.
No, it's not.
We can go down to the woods today. I don't know how big a surprise we're going to get there.
Well, when it is time... Will you be here?
Thank you, Dollhouse.
Yeah.
I read it in the transcript. I thought I'd just drop the reference in immediately after she said it. This isn't a sudden memory clicking in.
I could have said there were echoes of that.
Okay. That's going to get commented on. And that was dropped in deliberately for certain listeners. Hi, certain listeners.
Not much.
Through Microsoft, that's some samples. Presumably from Cassandra. Thank you, transcript.
Not much luck.
Phrase it through a Microsoft, that's some samples. Presumably from Cassandra. Really? Thank you, transcript.
That's a good cloaking. You can't hear anybody, you can't feel anybody. Just for the hell of it.
I did see a tweet where someone went on to the thesaurus.com and looked for ninjas. And the response was, ninjas cannot be found. Good ninjas. Well done.
Nice. That's a good cloaking. You can't hear anybody. You can't feel anybody. Chair gets pulled out. Nicely done.
Wearing a veil.
Very much so. Described as a ninja. So this does look similar. That was Nerti, played by Jacqueline Samunda.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian actress. Appeared in recently in Barnet Woman, Smallville.
Is Del Fraser Schweep?
No, she just happened to forget it. Never a good thing.
My thing jumped briefly.
Gives you a nice two shot with Janet and Nerti.
I'm not there yet. There I am.
Yeah, upcoming.
God, she moved awful fast. Come on, you would disturb the air in the room.
You would, wouldn't you?
And you get, there's a sense of kinesthetic. You can sense when someone is standing near you, even if you can't see them.
Yeah, it's only a cloaking, it's not a phasing sort of system.
Hmm.
On this episode of House...
Start looking thoughtful.
Sam?
She's asleep.
Good. Listen, the bodies of the villagers, what happened to them?
They were cremated on 987. We sent a team back.
Good. So there could still be a bone fragment. Now, if we just find one from someone who's been through the initiation, there still may be antibodies still
in the... That was 4 years ago. The chances of us even finding...
Ooh, that's not a job you'd want, is it? You're going off-world. What am I doing? You're going to burn 1,000 bodies. Oh.
Sandra?
Oh, at least they did put a guard in the room.
It was a ghoul.
What?
I was asleep. I thought it was a nurse coming in to take more blood, but I did sense its presence.
I haven't sensed anything.
It was after you left. At first, there was no one there, but then, when it got closer, I saw someone.
This is what happens. First time Sandra actually goes to sleep, she gets attacked.
Yes.
This is a code 3 alert. We need Zats and TERs in isolation room 4 now.
Oh, I was going to say, doesn't the red lights and the alarm indicate there's an alert going on?
It ran away when I screamed.
Yes, but it hasn't been defined what level of alert. Like, are you sure you want to go up to code 3? We'll have to change the bulb.
What?
How's that possible? Nearty possesses the technology to become invisible.
Cronus is dead. It's the system where that was holding her prisoner.
So she's out.
Is everybody on base tonight? Has nobody gone home?
Well, Teok doesn't have a home. We pointed this out.
Yeah. But it is the middle of the night.
We may have inadvertently triggered a device alerting her to our presence.
Hey, what a name.
Go level by level. Check everything. Keep in radio contact. If you locate her, do not shoot to kill. Colonel?
I'm staying here, sir.
Yes. That's a lot of levels.
What is it, 47?
I don't know how far down he goes.
I figure you fought her off the first time. I'm safer here with you.
She was here the whole time you've been back.
We'll find her.
No, she's right. Why did she wait until now to come after Cassandra?
Obviously, she's valuable now.
Yes. You have much value to me.
In low voice. Hey, don't close that. Don't.
Level 22 is clear.
F, 8. That implies there's A, B, C, D, and E as well.
Well, yeah, you'd obviously think each level would be compartmentalised.
Level 21 clear.
Roger that.
She wanted to know if her experiment worked.
We don't know what she wants.
No. If the transformation were going to kill me, she would have just let it happen. Don't you see?
Honey, not now.
No, but it did work.
Cassandra?
She's sinking a lot faster than the normal regular crew.
Look out!
Oh, lovely. Oh, that went nice, that was. Woo-hoo. Very ninja. Of course, that does leave you kind of open.
Well, she assumed she was invisible.
Easy. Need her alive.
Shorten out the cloak.
Quick shout out, Laurie Stewart. She did the somersault and the landing.
The actress?
No, Laurie Stewart. Yeah.
Security to ISO room 4.
You notice she does look slightly smaller than Jacqueline.
Cassie?
See,
Cassie, don't do this. Please get her out of here. Come on, let's move. Roll her over. Easy.
Must be a talent every actor or actress has got to perfect. Because sooner or later, you will be required to seize.
Yes. Well, sooner or later, you'll be required to appear on House. Even Felicia Day managed it. You're tickly, bitch.
Yeah, say what you like about Bad Gould, but she does look quite nice. Very, very exotic, with the Middle Eastern motif. Well, she's the goddess of death and life, wasn't she?
Something. I think so.
And the end is very near.
If she dies, so do you.
And what do you offer in return?
I don't think you're in any position to bargain.
I'm in the position to save the life of a child you hold dear. Release me.
We can't do that.
Yes, they do. The Gord always do look for an angle.
That's not an angle. That's dictating ridiculous terms.
With my invisibility device intact, I also require a sample of her blood.
Absolutely not.
Those are my terms.
It didn't have to be her blood. It could be anybody's blood. She wouldn't know until she were off planet.
Yeah, but the point being that... if you give her somebody else's blood, she won't be able to help. Of course, never trust a snake.
She says that she can help Cassandra.
If you trust her?
No, if we let her go.
Do you believe that she can actually help?
Well, seeing as how we don't have a choice, I guess it's worth a shot.
What about General Hammond? What's he going to do?
He hasn't decided yet.
I really need to get back and see Cassandra.
We all know how tough this has been for you, so if you need anything...
Bit of a quandary. Do they let her go in the hope of saving Cassandra, or do they keep her and interrogate her for all the information she's got?
And kill Cassandra. I know what the NID would do.
Oh, yes.
The NID would let Cassandra die and then dissect her brain.
Nice little touching moment.
Daniel in caring mode. There was a slightly wistful hand hit. I wonder, does Daniel fancy Dr. Fraser? That seems a damn, I should have hugged her.
Is everybody's favourite nurse.
Especially Peter DeLuise.
Nice little touch in the background on the monitor. That's a DNA sample, and they have it actually rotating through some changes. I'm pretty sure it's not live update, but it's a nice effect nevertheless.
Okay, I want you to do what we talked about, okay? I want you to fight this.
Yeah, live update is something DeVirus uses appropriately enough.
Honey, your body's not going to be able to survive what this retrovirus is trying to do.
Where's Sam?
She's gone to see if she can get Nudie to help.
She's off again.
Drop 10 of
Valium. We will use oxygen masks, even though it doesn't look good on camera.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you know, we don't need any more reaction from Cassandra. Just lie there and breathe heavy.
Temperature's 106.
106, yeah. Definitely not human.
Dantrolene is not working.
That was probably one of the less ridiculous things Karen had to utter.
Hmm. Somebody clearly wants me badly. My landline is ringing.
General, with all due respect, it's not like we're negotiating with terrorists.
It's exactly that, Colonel. You're letting your emotions get in the way.
Yes, I am. Shouldn't you be?
Jack.
Sir, up until yesterday, we didn't even know Nirti was still alive.
Exactly.
Come on, General. This is why you get the big books, to make these sort of decisions.
What difference does it make in the grand scheme of things? There's one more ghoul running around.
Oh, that's so going to turn around and bite him in the ass.
She could well succeed in her experiment to create a genetically advanced host and become dangerously powerful.
I am in agreement with General Hammond.
What?
The life of a child may be sacrificed, but Nirji possesses valuable information that would be lost if we allowed her to leave.
We're not friends anymore. No more Star Wars for you.
You're going back to no more pizza either.
General Hammond would like me to check in on her.
Janet's on a mission.
From God?
Smile, smile. Hello, Ehrman. Don't mind me.
That's a very fast-acting sentence.
Extra knockout juice, as Peter phrased it.
Teal'c, we're talking about Cassandra.
That I'm aware. But her sacrifice would benefit both of our peoples. Nirti possesses valuable information that could allow us to defeat the Goa'uld.
Her sacrifice. Yeah, all the people having sacrifices.
We may never have a ghoul as our prisoner again.
Sir, I don't have to remind you what Cassandra has gone through because of the Goa'uld. Now, if we're going to put what we may learn or what might happen over her life...
It's time to pack it in.
A minute ago, Jack was saying, just one more ghoul. There's plenty of them.
A lot of dialogue in this episode.
I agree.
Vote, everybody. Hands up. General, this is not a democracy.
General Hammond to the holding room.
More trouble. Yeah, Janet had to... Terrell had to hold this gun with both hands because it was getting heavy to hold with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And to paraphrase, she couldn't keep it up.
Dr. Fraser, stand down.
I can't do that, sir. I don't have a choice.
Janet, don't do this.
Oh, dear.
I can't help Cassandra. She can.
Dr. Fraser, SG-1 has already convinced me to make a deal for Cassandra's life. This isn't necessary.
Then you agree to my terms.
Just one. Once you've cured Cassandra of her illness, you'll be free to go.
And how do I know you will honor this?
You have only my word.
Not enough.
We're the good guys.
Well, you can trust me, or you can trust the crazy woman pointing the gun at you. Your choice.
But the woman holding the gun on you is Cassandra's mother.
That's a good point, General.
You may be arrogant, but he's suicidal.
Critical, is she? Huh?
She's double critical. Something you get extra sprinkles.
Out of the way, human.
Pathetic human. Yeah, the problem is the hand device that can be used to heal is also the hand device that can be used to send people flying across the room.
That's probably why they're keeping the guns aimed at it. And they also made sure that she had to use two devices, otherwise it begs the question, why didn't Sam cure her?
Mm-hmm. Purple lightning effect.
It was like, you know, she's having a good dig around. Oh, she gives up pretty easy, doesn't she?
You have waited too long.
You try again.
Okay, but she won't be able to have kids when I'm finished. There. Nicely lit again. We just have a lot of close sort of face shots. You look a little chubby there under the sheet.
She does, don't you? It's like they got a few blankets under there or something. Dum-de-dum-dum-dum. Reaction shot, reaction shot. Close-up, CGI.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
It is done.
Vital signs are all returning to normal.
You may thank me now, child.
It's okay. I'm here.
I have honored my part.
Yes, you have.
Oh, it's not fun being the good guys, is it?
No. Oh, well, that's a smugly arrogant ghoul smile.
Let's go to the kids.
Like, I won, yeah.
I say, she may not have any actual samples of the blood, but she knows whatever she was doing, it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to the extent that... Or does she figure she could repair any damage from inside?
No, I mean, whatever... Jack. I imagine Nerty was watching the gate very carefully to make sure they dialed the coordinates she actually gave him.
He looks stunned.
We've never dialed these coordinates before.
Pretty damn well sure you wouldn't have done it.
Sort of. Or anything close to it.
It is not my final destination. Without a sample of her blood, I will have to begin my experiment again.
Aw, nuts.
I'll keep that thought alive, also in the hope that you don't.
At least you have honored this much of our bargain. In your place, I doubt I would have done the same.
I'll keep that thought alive.
Quick stocks, Kawush, was it? Is Nerti meant to be an Indian death goddess?
I'd imagine so. No, they could finish the episode right there and then.
Yeah.
But they choose to, kind of do a happy ending.
Yeah, so sort of, they must have run short.
Very Star Trek-ish, really, if you think about it.
Janet, how's our patient? Bored.
Surely, Chess, no.
The, homework's stacked up a bit, but other than that, she's just fine. I get to take her home tonight.
Ah, Dominic awaits. Stop it. Oh, come on, that last kiss was impressive. Stop it! Lights exploded overhead. Stop it! Saturday. Okay, but I won't be able to move the piece around by thinking about it. Sorry. Good. Then we're even.
So, not only did Nyeti actually save her life, she reversed the mutation. That's nice closing shot.
That happy Fraser grin?
Yeah. In the commentary, Peter kind of ruined it by saying, she flossed for that episode.
Peter.
And that was the Light Bulbs Blow Up Show.
Peter said that?
He did, yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
To be honest, it's always great to have one of the Gould return, especially Nerti. I mean, she's a very good bad guy.
Yeah, that sentence should be taken out of shop.
Yeah. Cassandra, the portrayal as the kind of angsty teenager is not something I ever liked watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It all worked out okay, but it's, you know, not one of those episodes I'd ever choose to rewatch again unless you were doing a podcast about it.
Yes, imagine that.
Yes, imagine that, exactly.
We don't have to imagine it, we're living it.
Quite remarkable, the writing from Heather made Tilt look like a complete jackass at times. One of the easier scripts for Tilt to memorize is just basically tell everybody what's already happened.
Or what exactly what's going on, like there was a fire. Thank you to you, Captain Obvious.
But like I say, it's always good when they do draw on stories told in the past and expand upon them.
Indeed. I'll definitely not say that. And the reason, because this has been pointed out to me, so I'm going to explain why I'm not discussing this on air. The thing I'm going to say is spoilage for about, I think, upwards of season 7 and 8. So I'm not going to say it during the podcast, and it's just, it's a reference to something else that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
And that rite of passage.
Come try ya!
Now, should I do the email-y bit, or will I do the blurb for next week's episode?
Do the blurb.
Oh, joy. Episode 7, Beast of Burden. Daniel's Unas friend, Shaka, is captured by a pre-industrial civilization that uses Unas as slaves. While attempting to free Shaka from the cruel regime, Daniel risks the safety of SG-1 and possibly the life of his friend. I was going for a sort of lions and bears and tigers. Oh my, angle on that. I just thought, getting all this quote in.
Sounds like a pretty good episode.
I've been told our requested guest does not wish to comment on that episode. That's an episode she's not interested in talking about.
Has she decided which one she wants to do?
I'll ask her later. I'll sort of prod, but I didn't want to spring out on you suddenly.
Well, I'll say the sooner we know, the sooner we can sort out exactly the best date and time for it, which goes for anybody that fancies doing an episode with us.
Mm-hmm.
Any other future episodes you're interested in, drop us a line, let us know, and we'll see if we can arrange something.
Oh, God, sorry, I just read the blurb for the tomb. It's even worse. Okay.
Hi folks, and thanks for listening, downloading, etc, etc, etc. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Hope to hear from you next week. Bye.
That's pretty much right, a passage. You have rather hungry Alan wishing to exit as swiftly as diplomatically possible.
Yes, because you haven't had your tea yet.
Well, I've not eaten in 7 hours, so yes. Well, okay, 5 3/4. So we're about 1/4 to 2.
Right then. That was Rite of Passage. Next week is Beast of Burden. Okay, folks, thanks for listening to us this week, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
You too. Thanks for downloading. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.